Namaste and blessings to you. No images, simply because it was too much work, to be honest. Namaste, namaste, namaste. We think on all beings with a Bodhi mind, an all-embracing heart. Remember, we're in a greater, if you will, overarching theme, and it is confidence. Confidence in that all-embracing heart. Confidence in essence of being. Confidence in one's capacity to transform one's mind and therefore one's perceptions, beliefs, habits, one's the obscurations to our consciousness, that which restricts the all-embracing heart. We are checking in with Bodhi mind because of that, because of confidence. And whether it be namaste or gratitude or singing a tune, a happy song, a blessing song, a song of blessing, and whatever it is for you. And for each of us individually, our unique path, our unique mind, whatever it is, have confidence in yourself, in essence of being that you are. Have confidence in that you incarnated for a reason. And that it likely was not about you. And have confidence in me as a person who is accompanying you on the path, that my incarnation is not about me. It's about you. Because we will all find that capacity. We will find that essence. We will discover its capacity. We will discover our expansions and transformations when we focus on others. How amazing! When we step out of inertia and rise to action, actions of patience, actions of giving, actions of steadfastness, actions of caring, and that means vulnerability, that means opening and listening. And being present. We smile with our limitless potential. Because that potential has little or nothing to do for most people with how fast they run or if they can even walk. Unless one's world stage and interactions for world service are in that particular arena and that's their particular path. Otherwise, that sense of being will find all kinds of other ways to serve, to uplift, to inspire, to protect, to be what others need. So we smile with that limitless potential and the limitless opportunities in any given day and night. Our dreams could be dreams of service. They could be Bodhi dreams. And why not? If our common wake, seemingly awakened, awakefulness reality is a dream, why not our dreams? When everything is used as path, how marvelous. So we do indeed smile and discover that we are breathing, and breathing means we are alive, and that this life is a chosen one. Choices made before we incarnated, choices still playing out this very moment. And will until the last breath. How marvelous. And how do we know that what is being offered with my words and thoughts this morning has any verity at all? We just look around us. Look at the state of our world. Those who are, in fact, living for others and their well-being, be they animals, planet, plant, family members, colleagues and co-workers. They're the ones that are helping this world. They are the ones that are not destroying this world. They are the ones who are bringing forward happiness for others and well-being. And those who are not living from that, they are the ones who are destroying the world, destroying families, being violent, malevolent, cruel. So the evidence is very obvious. We can live from our potential or choose not to, and we will be unhappy people. And we will only bring unhappiness into this world and cruelty and malevolence. Selfishness is a terrible hell realm, and it only creates hell for others. But happiness, a Bodhi mind, an all-embracing heart, living from the vast potential that each and every one of us is, not has, we are this. Breathing. How beyond marvelous is that? So we smile and breathe and meditate because we are breathing. We can meditate. Because we are breathing, we can smile. Because we are breathing, we can help. We can listen. We can hold hands and embrace. Because we are breathing, we can feed somebody else. Because we are breathing, we can plant a seed, metaphorical, allegorical, or physical. How amazing. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. We breathe with our Mother Earth and thank her for this breath. And pausing for a moment, we simply feel ourselves breathing and honor that fact. Today will be my peaceful day, bringing peace into this world and well-being. Love you all. Create your day.